The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
You know what drives me crazy?
Two-hour themed Zoom meetings with our boss.
A phone call from B. Arthur?
No, buying something pre-owned and having it break in like 2 days.
That's the worst!
It is, but you know what? If you're buying a pre-owned car, get it from Sears Imported Autos. And you won't have that problem, believe me.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. They have an amazing selection of certified pre-owned cars that are vetted. Not just checked, they are vetted.
Wow, that sounds very dramatic and serious.
Well, it is. Sears takes it very seriously, and they back it up with extensive warranty coverage, which equals peace of mind. You know you're buying a quality car, and you know you won't have to worry about something happening, and I love that.
But I don't want to leave the house.
Oh, I hear you. And a lot of people don't want to leave the house. That's why you can browse and even complete the whole car purchasing process online. Like, from your couch. You can do it all at searsimports.com. Again, searsimports.com. And you can also configure your dream car, and then they'll find it, and even if you want, bring it to your door.
How about financing? Because I assume I have to pay for the car?
Yes, Lex, you do. Sears has so many financing options, and their staff makes that part of it so easy and painless. I was amazed when I bought my car there recently, back in November. The financing portion, which I usually dread, took, and I timed this, 6 minutes, no joke. I laughed. I was like, what? It's one of the things I remember most from that glorious day, and it's one of the many reasons why Sears Imported Autos won best of the best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019. And they've been serving four generations of returning happy customers for over 55 years. That is remarkable.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes from downtown Minneapolis on 394.
For more information or to see their huge inventory, just go to searsimports.com.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC. It just starts in black and white.
And now we're in glorious color. Hi, everybody!
Look at that rainbow!
Oh, I apologize. Kenny is unfortunately still in sepia tone. I apologize to that. Okay. Yeah, we haven't increased our budget yet. Welcome to the 8 o'clock hour of Jason and Alexis on this Friday, my talkers, June 11th, 2021. Welcome to the party. I'm Jason Matheson, along with Alexis Thompson, Dawn McClain, and coming to us in sepia tone, the one and only Kenny. We have a fun 8 o'clock hour ahead. We're getting ready to go down the rabbit hole. Then we have the dirt alert with Elizabeth. And then, we've been waiting all week. Dawn went easy on her. Yeah. Alexis has a forced movie review of one of Jim Carrey's earliest movies, Once Bitten. And then she will seek revenge on me when she assigns me an action movie. So that's all coming up. So we rearranged things around these parts when Second Chance Romance came back a couple weeks ago. Second Chance Romance, now Thursdays. Everybody say it with me. Thursdays. At 8 a.m. Thank you, Kenny.
Thursdays at 8.
Thank you. 9, 8 Central and Mountain, if we're going old school.
I love that old school.
Yeah. Thursdays at 9, 8 Central and Mountain, right here. Now, what we used to do there is we used to take a field trip in my scary ass mind.
Yes.
We'd go down the rabbit hole because I can't name 10 presidents, but I can most certainly list in alphabetical order the cast of Dallas. So we are going to every
first and last name.
Barbara Bel Geddes, Patrick Duffy, Linda Gray, Larry Hagman, Howard Keel. Anyway, so every Friday now, we're going to examine an element, a moment in pop culture history. So here we go. Let's all hold hands. It's time to go down the rabbit hole. There we go. We are down. You're now in my mind. Welcome, everybody. It's scary, isn't it? So these are little pop culture history lessons. And right now we're going to do, this is around 2010, 2011. The time frame, the dateline, the Oprah Winfrey Show is now over. It's over. She has just waved goodbye.
Okay. Oh, bye.
And the OWN network is brand new. Today's Down the Rabbit Hole is the rise and quick fall of the Rosie Show on OWN, Rosie O'Donnell's short-lived talk show on Oprah's new network. And I picked this before I realized this actually has a fun peg, because yesterday was the 25th anniversary of the premiere of the Rosie O'Donnell Show. Her first talk show that was a huge hit. And again, I will take this opportunity, a little dual history lesson for you youngins out there. Y'all have no idea. As big as Oprah was in 96, 97, 98-ish, Rosie O'Donnell was nipping at Oprah's heels as far as ratings and buzz. That show, executive producer Jeff was telling me, his last year of college, they would come home from class to watch the Rosie O'Donnell Show.
Yeah.
I loved that show.
It was so fun.
It was fun.
Yes. And that right there. She was on Newsweek magazine, the title, The Queen of Nice. I mean, Rosie was everywhere. If you were a star, you wanted to be on Rosie. Her ratings rivaled Oprah's, which was unheard of. Anyway, the Rosie O'Donnell Show eventually went away. Rosie became a little more polarizing as she decided to speak out more on controversial topics, starting with a confrontation with Tom Selleck over gun rights on the Rosie O'Donnell Show. Any hoodly doodly. Then she did The View. We all know how that ended. Mm-hmm. And so when Oprah was coming up with OWN, she wanted a talk show on OWN, and they approached Rosie to do a new talk show called The Rosie Show. Now, some people may not realize or remember, The Rosie Show was shot in Chicago, and it was shot in the Oprah Winfrey Show set, on the Oprah Winfrey Show set. So all they did was they moved some signs around. They left some of the producers from the Oprah Show and kept them on the Rosie Show. Rosie flew back and forth between New York and Chicago to shoot this daily show. And they tried really desperately to recreate the lightning in a bottle, because it was very similar to the Rosie O'Donnell Show. Big audience, celebrity guests, Rosie played games. It did not work. It did not work. The executive producer of the show, Paige Horowitz, was recently on a podcast and talked about why this didn't work. And it was kind of interesting to hear her very blunt assessment. Take a listen.
I actually really enjoyed that version, but what's more important is whether or not your host enjoys it. And I think two things happened. One, I think Rosie had really big expectations for what the ratings would be, because she was coming from, you know, network TV shows where the measurement of success is in the millions of viewers. OWN was basically a startup and at times was getting 50,000 viewers, which, you know, is less than some web series. So it was a very different animal. So I think Rosie's expectation was, I'm going to come to OWN and I'm going to bring in all of my millions of fans, and we're going to get a huge number out of the gate. Well, that didn't happen. Still, I think across the platforms where they aired the show, I think we got, I want to say like maybe 1.5 million, which at that time was gangbusters for OWN.
And it would still be gangbusters. Yeah. I mean, 1.5 million, some syndicated talk show right now. I'm so glad she said that number. Right now, if Kelly Clarkson is approaching that number, mm-hmm. if you get over a million in nationwide syndication, that you're going to get renewed. I mean, that's the line you need to cross to almost guarantee a renewal now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you remember how small OWN Network was in the beginning, too? Yeah. No one could really access it. So to even get those numbers?
Yeah.
That's huge.
Well, that was just for the premiere, and then the ratings quickly fell off, and that demoralized Rosie. You could see it. And as executives do, and unfortunately, as Rosie did, they quickly pivoted. I mean, it's one of the things. I love all of our bosses. I love the bosses here. I love the bosses here at Fox. But it is one of those things. And all four of us, all three of us, I don't even want to look at our faces because we're all smiling. Listeners at home, it's one of the things that executives in these situations love to do. If they see even a blip of change in the ratings, it's like, oh my goodness, we got to change everything. We got to change everything right now. That didn't work. Let's move the chair 4 inches. Okay, Rosie's wearing too much black. Let's put her in green. That segment. Oh, that didn't work. We lost 4 viewers. Let's never do that segment again.
Yeah. Bring and back if old you think, segments, yeah.
And ladies, Dawn, Lex, Kenny, am I exaggerating with all of those fake examples?
Not even a little bit.
It's
so exhausting.
It's exhausting, and it's a knee jerk. it's a knee jerk thing that drives me nuts about this business. Anyway, any hoodly doodly. That's a separate unhappy homo segment. So the ratings
anyway, so
the ratings quickly fell, and then Rosie wanted to do like a Larry King, a much smaller show, a one-on-one interview show. And this executive producer was like, that's not what I signed on for. Peace. So she peaced out. They went off that big set. They basically filmed it in a small room where Rosie was sitting across from one interview subject. She covered more serious things. The ratings continued to dip. And then finally, Oprah put the show out of its misery and OWN canceled it. Mm. So it did not last long. To me, if I were one of the, and plus Rosie was really miscalculated the trips to Chicago. I don't think she realized, this executive producer was saying, Rosie didn't realize the toll that would take. She never really fit in. She didn't really like that schedule. She was flying back and forth from New York to Chicago every week. And
did she have a lot of kids by then too?
She did. So it just didn't work for a myriad of reasons. It was a miscalculation, and Rosie had changed, and she had a good lesson. She signed off, and it was a Lewis Carroll quote. You know, you can't really go home again because you're not the same person you were back then.
Amen.
And it's a really, and I'm paraphrasing, but it's a really good quote for us all. She said, you know, we are trying to, in a way, redo the Rosie O'Donnell show, and I'm not that person anymore. So you can't really do that again. And she wanted to do more hard topics, and that's not what that show was.
Do you think that if Oprah had maybe stuck with it, or maybe now would people be more open to it?
No, because I think she's even now, sadly, even more polarizing.
Yeah.
And in this climate we're living in, if there's an entertainer that believes differently than you do in a political scope, you just won't turn off the channel. You hate them and they're the enemy. Yeah. So, I mean, you just don't like, it's not that you just dislike their program. You think they're the devil and they're awful and they're evil. And I hate that. I mean,
there's like an Ellen thing going on too with her behavior and her staff.
Point.
Remember?
Yeah, that's
yes.
Right.
Yeah. So no, I think
I was just wondering if there was enough that liked her to
1.5 million, maybe, but she would have to go back to regular TV. She would never get those ratings on cable. So, the Rosie Show, you can see clips on OWN's YouTube channel. When we come back, the one and only Elizabeth Reese in the Dirt Alert. Warning, here comes a cliche, ladies. Your smile is your calling card to the world.
Yeah, even though people can't see our smiles on the radio.
Well, they can sense we're smiling even during your dad jokes, Lex.
Dawn, I don't know if I would categorize that post-joke look as smiling.
Rude!
All jokes aside, your smile is so important, and if you don't like yours for whatever reason, it can be debilitating. It can really affect the quality of your life. And that's why we're so proud to represent Dr. Amy Hughes at Hughes Dental. Dr. Amy has her fantastic virtual smile consults. Here's how it works. You email Dr. Amy with your smile concerns. You can even upload a pic at hughes-dental.com. And Dr. Amy will send you back a private video message detailing an action plan. And here's one of the best things. There's no pressure to buy. She doesn't believe in that stuff. This is your year to change your smile. And yes, here's another cliche, change your life.
And she's the best at cosmetic dentistry. Don't you have a fun nickname for Dr. Amy, Jace?
I sure do. The Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Trust her, we do.
Very good Yoda there, Dawn. Contact Dr. Amy and take advantage of her virtual smile consults at hughes-dental.com. And don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. She's my regular dentist. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
He's a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk and streaming on our My Talk app. Let's get caught up with the entertainment stories of the day in Elizabeth with Elizabeth and the Dirt Alert. Hello, Elizabeth.
Oh, hello, you guys. Nice to be with you.
Hi.
On another hot day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm melting. Kim Kardashian was lonely in her marriage to Kanye West. This is all revealed in the big Keeping Up with the Kardashians finale that aired last night. She revealed that she was unhappy in her marriage because she missed the little things that she felt couples should have in common.
Oh.
And she said, I want someone that we have the same shows in common. I want someone that works out with me. I was like, wow, it's the little things is what I don't have. You know, I kind of understand that. I think she talked about how every year he would move to a different state. You know, and he's so into his artistry and into what he does and into himself as like he has to be this creator that I think for him probably those mundane little things just seem ridiculous. And in a relationship, the mundane little things are the things that keep it going.
Yeah.
You know, it's the day to day. And that's the stuff that either makes it or breaks it is like the mundane little things. I don't know.
Yeah, doing things together.
Yeah, and you don't have to watch all your shows together, by the way. Just
But
having just a couple is kind of an occasional show that you enjoy together is nice.
One's
enough.
Yeah, that's all we need.
And I don't mean to be dramatic, but you know what can just end a marriage real quick is when you cheat on each other with shows. That can just bring your marriage to a screeching halt.
Jason Matheson, I don't want to...
stir the pot right now.
Well, three words, you guys. Game of Thrones.
What do you mean cheat with
Did
shows?
Did he cheat on you?
It means that, yes, Jay totally cheated on me.
You start out with a show together, and then the other person watches the episode and before you can get to it.
Yes.
By themselves.
You make a pact. Yeah. You make a damn pact, right, ladies?
Together.
Thank you, Dawn.
You don't watch it at the gym by yourself.
No!
And you don't have to sign a contract in blood. It's implied. If you start to watch the first episode together, and then you don't have an explicit conversation about, yes, it's okay, I'm out, or yes, it's okay if we watch this separately.
Yes.
If you find out later that that person, I don't know, maybe watched five more episodes of a show that is so great and then tries to pity you and be like, I'll rewatch it with you. And then guess what happens?
Pity
it
watch.
Not only ruins the entire experience,
the fun's gone.
But I kid you not, last night, Jay and I were driving and he brought up the White Walkers for some sort of conversational context.
Yeah, that's Game of Thrones, yes.
And I was like, I don't know, Jay. I never got to the White Walker part. You could see the heat coming from our car on 212.
Heated up even more than it was.
I was like, I don't know. I didn't get to the White Walkers. I don't know what they look like. I don't know what their eyes look like because I didn't get to it. And then I never watched it. And then now it's dead to me. And it was ruined. And the whole phenomenon about Game of Thrones and the finale and everything was totally ruined.
Like,
you want to know what that can do to a relationship? Yeah. This is a cautionary tale.
Yeah. Wow. How was his reaction to that?
I think he tried to change the subject.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, nice day we're having.
You look great. You look great. It's nice to see you. I'm happy we're together.
Nice with your hair. You really like your hair today.
So, Jason, thank you for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
Wow.
So that's what Kim Kardashian wants. Someone to watch shows with. Maybe even the cheating on the shows would be okay.
Oh.
Yeah, just to be in the same house for a while.
I know.
Going all over the place.
You can't have, especially when you have four kids. I mean,
right.
I
think the other thing is, that's what I'm thinking.
If you're married to someone who this is their art, or their art is their life, right? And that's what they want, and they want to have that flexibility. I just don't know if you can bring kids into the picture and have it function. There's just too much resentment.
Even if you
that
have nannies,
up.
Yeah, it's yeah. like, you know, you want them to be present, and right. you know, if it's your kids aren't your first priority, you're not for me.
I'm with you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ben Affleck hanging out with Jennifer Lopez's mom at a casino in Las Vegas.
Oh cute.
Oh, yeah.
They're just hanging out together. He's mm-hmm. filming and directing yep. a new project.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And there were camera people and security guards surrounding them as J-Lo's mom enthusiastically talked to them. I don't know.
Well, think of that reality. Oh,
yeah.
Well, I mean.
But they have to. They have to.
They won't last. Sorry.
Oh, they're sick. So they're sticking together, guys.
Nope, they're not.
Yeah, they found each other.
Team Alexis here. Yep.
Yeah,
we they'll be so they'll funny. Be done. They'll be done before we say trick or treat. Just saying.
Okay, so mark that down.
Yeah, put that down. That's good. Okay. It's kind of an interesting thing to have them both at a casino. So J-Lo's mom once won $2.4 million at an Atlantic City casino.
What?
And J-Lo described her mom as a huge gambler. So they're on set. They're working on some sort of project. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
So that's what they're doing. And then. Ben Affleck, you know, has been banned. He was banned from gambling at the Hard Rock in Vegas because security officers caught him counting cards.
That's
and
right.
he later
He's
admitted
that smart.
To cheating. Yeah, he said, I took some time to learn the game and That's became hard. A decent blackjack player. And once I became decent, the casinos asked me not to play blackjack. And he said, I mean, the fact that being good at the game is against the rules at the casino mm-hmm. should tell you something about casinos.
Ding, yeah. ding, ding.
It is kind of interesting.
Goes the bell.
Because you're not really cheating. You're just
good
really
at the game.
Good
you figured
at...
out the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
But they don't like that.
Huh.
You can figure out the game. You can figure. There's a promo running of TCL right now, Elizabeth, that I saw on the monitor where Steve is basically stripping. We need to explore that in another episode. Anyway, today, 3, Elizabeth with clothes on.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll be back with Force Movie Reviews.
And now, a hilarious, and we use that term loosely, dad joke.
That's a good one, Dad.
From Alexis.
Here's one from listener Dan. I went in to buy a singing computer. I told the salesperson I wanted the best singing computer that money can buy. I was told to buy Adele.
This has been a dad joke.
It's very funny, Dad. Hilarious.
From Alexis.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Adele. Yeah.
Hey, I can't believe I'm going to say this, and Dawn, you can virtually slap me, but... Lex, now that you're back in the building.
Yes.
Oh, I got to hold on to the counter as I say this.
Oh.
I sure would like some new dad jokes.
Ah.
I mean, if you want to do more dad jokes.
I do.
Mean,
I have a whole
I enjoy
list,
them. Okay.
But I figured you guys all hate them, so.
No.
We don't hate them, but.
Oh.
Kenny?
No. Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
You know, I had to endure like a rapid fire, like 20 of them from Steve yesterday, just out of the blue.
Oh,
what?
I don't know what we were even
Why
talking
did
about.
That
He's
occur?
Like, let me talk to you about, let me, okay, I got some jokes about summer. Okay, these are good. Okay. And then he just went, that was a pretty good Steve impersonation.
That was pretty good, actually.
It was.
Yeah.
It's like he's here.
Anyway, and then he just let him out, and I was like, oh, God.
I am not kidding. I walked by the monitor yesterday in the studio, and I looked up at Channel 5. You know, all the stations are on this wall of monitors, and Steve was taking off his clothes. And I thought, what the hell is this?
Well, that's not new.
And no, and it was a promo for Twin Cities Live, and I was like, what the hell?
Ratings,
oh, my goodness.
Ratings.
I looked at my team, and I said, that's it. I'm stripping.
Yeah, Jay, start it.
I'm going to give myself one more month with hashtag hot trend. trainer, and yes. I swear to goodness, I'm doing the show nude, and they can block out parts like they do in nude. Yeah,
yeah. You need a big sensor. The bigger sensor bar, the better. Just request that.
Well, I'm getting a new desk at the end of this that has like a front on it. So then, you know, my privates will be hidden anyway.
Oh,
so
good. So right now you have your legs exposed.
Yes, I have Mary Hart. I'm Mary Hart in it.
I would love to have my legs covered. That's great news for you, isn't
it? I'm very excited. I've been wanting this desk, and finally, they had a bake sale, and we had a Fox 9 rummage sale, and they got enough money, and they got a new desk, so it's great.
One time when I was on your talk show, somebody took a screenshot of just my feet, just my shoes, and said, I can't even with these shoes. They're just, and it was a guy, and I was like, okay.
You didn't like them?
No, loved him so much that he took zoomed in, took a screenshot, and was like, "I can't even with these shoes." He might have been just a gay man, I think.
Oh. He could be, yeah. Oh.
Hashtag. If I had my preference, this is how I do this.
Covered face. Kenny is covering his face.
Composition.
No, you're beautiful, Kenny. Okay, we put this off long enough. It's time to torture Alexis.
Oh. I can't believe you're making me do this.
Why do we have to talk about that?
Forced movie reviews.
You forced me to do this.
I'm kind of confused why you picked this one, Don, to be honest.
Well, it's because you had seen the other one.
Called Once Bitten.
Yeah.
It's from 1985. It was more of a comedy than a scary horror movie.
Don's being so nice to you.
Yeah.
This is how this bitch should
I'm getting this kind of feedback.
Should be nicer to each
other. I'm shocked, but I'm also elated because I thought this movie was ridiculous and hilarious and really showcased Jim Carrey's genius.
Yeah.
You could see it from way back then where he was going. I mean, he had all that physical comedy going down. Of course, if you want to just kind of reminisce and just have some fun with the 80s fashion, dancing, culture. This is the movie to watch. And also, it really does a fun job of teenage sexual angst.
Yes.
Kind of your girl craze. You just want to lose your virginity.
Tell him the plot.
I forgot. Seen it several times, but it's been decades.
Okay, so we're talking about Once Bitten, and Jim Carrey plays a high school student who is in a relationship with his girlfriend, and she just is kind of like, I don't want to do it. I want it to be special, which is very real. And then everyone around him, though, seems to be doing it. So he's like, when am I ever going to lose this? Let me just go to Hollywood, because that's where all the Randy stuff happens, right? Mm-hmm. Find someone, just do it, and then the pressure won't be there with my girlfriend, kind of thing. And so he runs into Lauren Hutton, who is a vampire. She has a whole crew of other vampires that help her find
the horror part.
Sweet honeys. Yeah, there's the horror part. Yes. I mean, there are a few moments of you can see, what is she going to do? She kind of has the crazy eyes of, ooh, okay. But she's real sexy. Wow.
She is sexy.
Vampire. Whoa. Yeah. And then he goes to this party where they have these lip-shaped telephones, and all the tables are numbered, and you can call each other because it's like a singles event. Yeah. And so she calls him from the bar, and you only see the back of her, and then he approaches her, and she's like, yes, she can smell virgin blood. And so she brings him to her home and gets her first feasting, and he can't remember what happened. Turns out they didn't actually do it. And then she finds him later at the mall. And does her second feasting. And the third one's for Halloween. And, there's some shenanigans that go down that she was not expecting. So she says, this hold on him is much stronger from the girlfriend. And they have this epic Halloween dance-off.
Yeah.
I mean, it is like, whoa. Yeah. All the 80s moves. I mean, that was pretty fun.
Yeah.
There's, of course, some loopholes, like vampires can't see the reflection, but it turned out, depending on the plot, if it was advantageous for it or not, they could see themselves and then they couldn't. So,
right. If you break your own rules that you set, it's kind of bad. So yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah, so that part was a little bit like, okay, and you know, it's just a goofy, fun romp. So,
and you liked it.
I did. Well, and the other fun thing is that seeing some the actors that we know now, uh-huh, in the 80s, like Megan Mullally, she's in this film.
Yes.
She plays the, they're checking into this Halloween party and she gives the tickets. And so you see her, Dean Stockwell, he plays the valet assistant. Of course, I mostly remember him from Quantum Leap. Yep. So that's pretty fun. And then Lauren Hutton, just to see her, she's just that sultry voice and sexy outfits. Just that was fun. And then at the very end, you know what happens to her? Mm-hmm. I don't want to spoil it, you know.
Yeah, don't spoil it.
1985. Yeah,
spoiler alert.
But she's just, it's the quest to be young and to have to find this virgin blood, you know, this whole focus on virgins, and that there's a big theme in this film.
So basically what I'm hearing is you, mm-hmm, should say thank you, Don McLean, for giving me a week off.
That's why I was confused but happy. So thank you, Don. You haven't seen Once Bitten, and you're worried if you're thinking about like what happened in the 80s, this is a great film to check it out.
Do you think it's rated PG-13? Do you think it should be rated R?
No, I thought it was okay. There's not much. No nudity.
Okay. All right.
I mean, maybe if they showed that. I mean, you're talking about the virginity,
like
part,
virgin or sex.
Yeah.
Topic.
The
I don't know.
Themes of that.
Maybe I'm just too conservative when it comes to what you should show kids.
Maybe. No. Yeah. Well, and then they joked too about finding virgins, that he could probably find one in Kansas or Nebraska. I mean, there's a lot of jokes like that.
If they released it now, there'd be groups of people, protesting.
Because it was a lot looser.
Yes. We didn't care in the 80s.
In the 80s with their ratings, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh. We didn't care.
Well, and a lot of jokes too, like gay jokes that wouldn't fly.
Oh.
No.
There's a lot of that type of thing too.
Oh, I do.
They do like a group shower and it looks like they're doing something else, and they start screaming something in the locker room that's not very nice.
Yeah.
So in that way, it really loses its steam. But for the fashion, the music, and some of the fun of the 80s, you'll get that.
Okay.
When we come back, it's time for punishment. Alexis will punish me with my assignment for a horrible, horrible action movie. But first, let me tell you, because there's always something going on at My Talk, and if I don't read this, then B. Arthur will send me a harshly worded email, and I don't really want that on a Friday. Let me see here. Pride is back. Join a young lady named Alexis Thompson and Miss Shannon at the Mask Queer Aid event Thursday, June 17th from 5 to 9. Get tickets to the event at both Granada Theater in Minneapolis with Alexis and Amsterdam Bar and Grill in St. Paul with Miss Shannon. Tickets available at tcpride.org. We'll be back after this. Not the
topic is... I can't believe you're making me do this.
Why do we have to talk about that?
Do I have to?
Forced movie reviews.
You forced me to do this.
Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning, streaming around the globe on our MyTalk app, and obviously streaming to your radio as you're driving to work. Welcome back to your commute, everybody.
Yes.
I'm Jason with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Forced Movie Reviews Part... Oh, we're out of time. That's going to do it for us today.
Look at that.
Mm.
Would you look at that?
Okay, you know how this works. Alexis was not really punished today by Dawn, but anyway, we'll forget that.
Good point.
She got to watch a movie she actually enjoyed, and now to punish me, she's going to make me watch a horrible action movie.
That's right, Jason. I'm going to stick in the 1985 realm, and I am assigning you a cult classic American martial arts action film, American Ninja.
For 2,000 years, the sacred art of the ninja has been guarded in the East.
Remember the day I found you.
Now, It has come to the West.
Ooh. Remember what is hidden deep in your mind.
Ooh. He is the only soldier.
Date of birth unknown.
The only American
who is he?
Who is capable of defeating the secret Black Star Army. The mission to hijack a U.S. military arsenal.
Oh my gosh.
Your destiny, my son, awaits you.
The adventure.
Ooh.
The confrontation.
Yeah.
He will honor the code, Father.
So
have fun.
I have done my research while that trailer was playing. Yeah. Let me just tell you what Alexis is doing to me. And I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I really don't understand her vitriol. I don't understand her aggression because she got basically to watch a movie that she really liked. And she's I don't understand this. But anyway,
hey, I gave you John Wick last time and you loved that.
Be that as Esme Murphy,
you know,
American Ninja holds currently a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, wow. It really sounded like they were describing Jason Bourne there, like, no date of birth. Who is he?
It's very suspenseful, yes.
Tom Long from the Santa Cruz Sentinel writes, American Ninja was completely awful, but educational in its own awful way.
Yes,
now when I see my next ninja movie, I'll have something awful to compare it to.
Oh my God. That is excellent.
Caffeinated Clint from moviehole.com writes, oh, so this is what happens to the supporting cast of Grease 2.
Oh my God.
Scott Weinberg of filmcritic.com writes, the title tells you all you need to know, except for the fact that it's horse S. Yes.
I mean, and sometimes it's called American Warrior, so you might have to search for that. So it has like two titles. They couldn't decide on one, American Ninja or Warrior.
Ah.
And this is my favorite thing, and this is how you know it's a bucket of turds, is the fact that on Rotten Tomatoes, you can press all critics, which gives you all critics. Mm-hmm. You can click on audience review, or you can click on top critics, which are the most respected critics. If you click on top critics for American Ninja, the screen goes blank and it says, no top critics reviewed American Ninja.
Oh, you could be the first, Jace.
Yeah.
This is your opportunity.
Yeah. And I love the category it's listed under. Action, adventure, sports and fitness. Sports and fitness.
See, Jace, you're getting... getting ripped. Yeah. You might learn some tricks here.
No,
there were quite a few guns involved in this ninja movie, which is usually a silent practice where you sneak up on people. But there were a lot of machine guns. I'm curious as how that works.
Yeah, I don't know. So thanks, Lex.
With silence and ninja skills.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Jace. Enjoy.
I just don't understand the aggression. I just don't understand.
Can I ask a question that's legitimate?
Go ahead.
When's Kenny worked into the rotation, and how are we going to do that? Because I don't want him to get skipped.
Yeah,
I'm with you. And I think, you know, Dawn, that's a great question. I think...
He left!
Kenny just clicked off the camera.
Did he disconnect?
He did.
He disconnected from...
guys, ladies.
He's literally gone. Went away from our...
Oh, okay.
From,
yeah.
His mic is not on. He left.
Ladies.
Okay, we got this. What are we doing?
Hell hath no fury like a homo scorned. I will take care of this. Okay. I will do my assignment as assigned.
Yes.
And then I shall take my aggression out on Kenny.
Perfect.
Okay, there we go. Yes. That is going to do it for us today and this week. If you're a kid listening, watching, I want you to burn all of your Kid Rock tapes and CDs, and then please. I want you to go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong, right, Lex?
That's right. You be you, unless you're a terrible person.
Like Kid Rock.
Have a great day, everyone. Happy Friday. We love you, and we'll talk on Monday.